This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. BOGO is back for 1 week only. For allergies, pet smells, or any odor you need to get rid of, you need the Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Get the Eden Pure Thunderstorm today at EdenPureDeals.com with code Howie. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code Howie.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
But he's also not going to stand by and not call out what he sees as ultra-MAGA behavior.
Ultra! Ultra!
It's the ultra-MAGA agenda.
Ultra!
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Senator Rick Scott, Wisconsin.
By the way, the president says he's from Wisconsin. We all know it is Florida Senator Rick Scott.
Holy geography, of course.
Holy geography indeed, Robin.
My plan is to lower everyday cost for hardworking America.
Plan. Need a plan.
Unchained and unstoppable.
I know you gotta be frustrated. I know. I can taste it.
I can taste it on my tongue. Is that onion and ketchup?
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. You know, everybody knew what Dementia Joe was going to say today about inflation. They had telegraphed it all the way through. He was going to attack Rick Scott. He was going to attack Putin. He was going to blame everybody. He was going to point the finger everywhere except at himself. And yet he still stumbled and bumbled his way through it. Total dementia. He doesn't even know where he is. And again, everybody knows it. It's like the emperor has no clothes. And you go to these mainstream state-run cable channels, and they're pretending that the emperor is wearing clothes, when in fact he's not. It is just a sad, sad moment. And the people I feel sorriest for are you and me, because we're the ones who are paying the price. And we didn't vote for this guy. I don't know who voted for him. I haven't seen 2,000 Mules yet, but I have a pretty good idea what's in that movie. And, you know, the fact that they're fact-checking it shows you that they're pretty worried about it, too, because usually they don't fact-check anything unless they know it's real. And that's why they have to put it down. That's why they have to call Dinesh D'Souza a provocateur rather than a documentarian. And that's his new hometown newspaper in San Diego calling him a provocateur. But anyway, as you may have figured out from, listening to the newscast last night or reading the stories this morning in the paper or online, it's everyone's fault except for Dementia Joe. He's doing a really wonderful job. It's getting to the point now where I was actually sitting in my office watching it at the beginning. Sometimes I don't watch the thing. I just get the cuts. But today I was watching it live. And when I heard him say, and, you know, I know about this problem firsthand because when I was a boy and the price of gas or food went up, we were, and I just yelled, sitting around the kitchen table. It's just like, you know, when he talks about parents in the car, you know, he's headed for McDonald's. And he's not going to mention the fact that a quarter pounder, the dollar menu is now the $5 menu. No, there'll be none of that. 844-500-4242. And you know, another thing, so people talk about tastes. You don't want to say what something tastes like, okay? It leads to too many impure, unclean thoughts in whoever hears you say it tastes like. Nobody wants to know what something tastes like to you. Okay. And again, he's 150 years old. He should know this, but his brain's gone. So that's the way it is. 844-500-4242. Play cut 17, just speaking of taste.
I know you got to be frustrated. I know. I can taste it. Frustrated by high prices, by gridlock in Congress.
No, it's not so much gridlock in Congress. I'm in favor of gridlock in Congress, given what the alternative is. I'm frustrated by the fact that today, for the second day in a row, the gas prices are the highest they have ever been in the United States of America. $4.37 a gallon is the average cost of a gallon of gasoline in the United States of America. And I know, he said again, it's Putin's fault. And he said, you know, in March, 60% of the inflation was the fault of gas prices. Okay. Well, I don't buy that. But even if we give you that, what about the previous 14 months when the price of gasoline was going up from, $1.80 to $3.50 a gallon? Whose fault was that? Was that Putin's fault? Would Putin have even started the war if we were still energy independent, if we were still the world's largest producer of gas, of fuel? And the other thing, he lies. He just tells these flat-out lies. Like he says, for instance, today he said, in my first year, we produced more gas and oil than in my predecessor's first year as president. That's because your predecessor was trying to get production back up after 8 years of Barack Hussein Obama trying to fundamentally transform America into a third world hellhole. Your first year was shutting down all of the wells and drilling and pipelines that Trump had signed off on and had led to producing it. 855-603 says gas prices are actually higher than Hunter Biden. Yeah, exactly. 844-500-4242. 508, frustrated by living in a formerly energy independent country. FYI, Cape Cod National Seashore requiring masks be worn again this summer in any national park. I saw that they're trying. It seems like it's spreading through northern New England. They're trying to get the midterm variant going again early. There was a big story. It's on an inside page in the Wall Street Journal, and of course you know how serious it is by the fact they don't mention any deaths. They just mention case counts. You know, if no one's dying, what the hell is the problem? I mean, people are always sick with something, you know, but as long as it's not fatal, as long as it's not killing people, especially people in their prime or young people, it's just a part of life, isn't it? I mean, death is a part of life to begin with. 917 says, help, I can't even afford a kitchen table to sit around and complain about the high prices. Well, I mean, even if you could afford it, could you get one? I mean, you know, kitchen tables are one of those things that's getting harder and harder to find. 844-500-4242. It's just everything is all screwed up with this guy. Cut six.
Let billionaires and large companies off the hook as they raise profits, raise prices and reap profits at record amounts. And it's really that simple.
It's so simple. I couldn't get it. Can you repeat that, Mr. President, so I can understand it? So I can.
But billionaires and large companies off the hook as they raise profits, raise prices, and reap profits at record amounts. And it's really that simple.
And by the way, you know, I want to call out the fake news media for misquoting Dementia Joe. They keep talking about that. He kept saying ultra MAGA. He did not say ultra MAGA. Here's what he said. Cut 12.
A member of the Senate Republican leadership laid it all out in a plan. It's the ultra MAGA agenda.
It's the ultra my MAGA agenda. agenda.
It's the ultra MAGA agenda.
MAGA agenda. Mr. Brand, President Brandon, do you take any responsibility for the catastrophe that is inflation in this country, the highest rate of inflation in living history? Cut 18.
The inflation in this country, do you take any responsibility or policies?
I think our policies help, not hurt.
Help.
Think about what they say.
Help.
The vast majority of the economists think that this is going to be a real tough problem to solve, but it's not because of spending. We brought down the deficit. The bottom line is, how much does America owe? How much in the hole are we going? We're reducing that.
I mean, I could call it a lie, but it doesn't even rise to the level of risible. It's just nonsense. It's incoherence. Spending makes inflation better. And if he hadn't been spending all this money, the problem would be even worse. I mean, you can't even argue it, because it's such nonsense. It's such incoherence. 844-500-4242. Good Lord. 844-500-4242. We'll take some calls when we come back. My friends at Eden Pure have done it again. BOGO has been extended for another week. So what are you waiting for? Many listeners, including Officer Mark, Dr. Matt the Vet, and Paul Rizzo, all rave about the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. All have made multiple purchases once they tried this powerful air purifier that is small enough to hold in your hand. Officer Mark said, "Maybe it's just a coincidence, but my wife and I got a great night's sleep because we could breathe freely without the usual dry desert air feeling that keeps you awake." My friends still ask me, "Does it really work?" And the answer is yes. For allergies, pet smells, or any odor you need to get rid of, you need the Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Get the Eden Pure Thunderstorm today at EdenPureDeals.com with code word Howie. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code word Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Got hate mail?
You got anything on your chest besides your chin, you better get it off.
Send it off to Grace at HowieCarrShow.com.
Politicians are a lot like diapers. They should be changed frequently and for the same reason.
Howie Carr is back.
Our federal debt has now reached over $30 trillion. Joe Biden says it's going down, but it's not. Learn how you can protect your life savings with physical gold and silver. Visit goldco.com/Howie Carr to receive your Biden inflation report. They helped me, and now they can help you too. That's goldco.com/Howie Carr. Jared, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will the Disinformation Governance Board survive into 2024?
No, I don't think it will. I'm not sure it's going to even make it to 2023, but I definitely don't think it's going to make it to 2024.
79% believe no, the Disinformation Governance Board will not survive into 2024.
Yeah, we got to go over some of these tweets that the dominatrix of disinformation has sent out. I mean, she buys into every pro-Democrat conspiracy theory there is, every single one of them, and she leaps in feet first. So again, we knew yesterday that he was going to blame Rick Scott, because Rick Scott, the senator from Florida, said everybody needs skin in the game. Everybody should be paying at least a few bucks in taxes every year. And, you know, he's been told that his plan is going nowhere by Mitch McConnell. Even the Washington Post, as Democrat as it is, it's a religious tract of the Democrat Party. Even they have given him three Pinocchios for bringing up Rick Scott over and over again. So as everyone knew he would, you know, after blaming Putin and, you know, mentioning the previous administration, i.e. Donald Trump, somehow Elon Musk escaped today. I don't know how, but he did. He bolo for Elon Musk. He's in Indiana, probably, in a red car. And so he escaped. So it got to the point where it was time to bring up Senator Scott. Paging Senator Scott. Paging Senator Scott. Cut 23.
Senator Rick Scott, Wisconsin, a member of the Senate Republican leadership, laid it all out in a plan. It's the ultra-MAGA agenda.
He doesn't even know what state he's from. He doesn't even know what state he's from. If you put Rick Scott and Tim Scott side by side, what are the odds that he could pick Rick Scott out of the two of them? Even though Tim Scott is black and Rick Scott is bald. I don't think you could tell them apart. I really don't. Dave,
what's that all about?
Dave, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dave.
Thanks for having me on, Howie. I don't know. These people want us to believe them when they tell us what, you know, misinformation is, but they can't tell us what a woman is. Second of all, this
that's
is
a
Joe
good
Biden.
Point. That's a really good point.
This is Joe Biden. This is Joe Biden's MAGA. Make abortion great again. So, you know, I know that's what he's pushing for.
And I like that. You're on a roll here, Dave.
I didn't think they counted fuel costs and energy costs as part of inflation that they're blaming on Putin. And
right.
You know, Trump
no, they don't. That. They don't count food or fuel. And he was talking about the breadbaskets of Europe, you know, Russia and Ukraine being out of commission or pretty much out of commission. And then he was blaming Putin for the oil prices. Yeah, you're right. But they're not in the what they call core inflation numbers, which is insane. Go ahead.
And the third thing was Trump was just posted last week on his website that he just had all those strategic reserves filled. They were pretty much bone dry before he got into presidency.
Right. Right. And he filled them up at a good cheap price. And if it had been allowed to continue in office by the deep state, he would have had them filled to the brim, and oil prices would still be low. I don't think anybody seriously disputes that. I mean, you know, you may get the Democrat operatives with press passes in the mainstream media saying the prices would have gone up under anybody, but that's not true. Everything was under control when he left office, and now nothing is under control. Thanks for the call, Dave. Good call. Jerry, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jerry.
Hey, hi, Howie. I heard this Wall Street analyst talking this morning about the shortage of diesel fuel. He said, and then he brought it up. He was a New England guy, and he said, hey, we're talking about fuel oil. We're talking about heating oil for the people in New England. That's what it is. He says, right now you're looking at over $6.50 because it's gotten higher than the gas. And he said, so I call my dealer, and she said, no, it's $6.83 for 1 gallon of heating oil. And she said, we understand it may be $8 by the fall.
Hey, what are people going to do, Jerry?
I don't
know. That's a rhetorical question. I mean, you know, how can you, you know, you can't go without heating oil in the winter in New England if that's how you heat your home. You just can't do it. And Biden doesn't care. Biden says it's not a big deal. Big deal, basically. I know he said that, you know, they discussed it at the kitchen table, but he doesn't care. He thinks he's doing a great job. Cut three.
The first cause of inflation is a once-in-a-century pandemic. Not only did it shut down our global economy, it threw the supply chains and demand completely out of whack.
He can't even tell the difference between, can't read the difference between supply chain and supply change. You know what? If the price of heating oil goes up to $8 a gallon, the only thing people in New England are going to have left in the winter is change. And you know this change is going to be, there aren't going to be any more Democrats around, even in New England, if that's the price, $8 a gallon. That's what he wants. I mean, that's been the goal all along. I mean, that's been the goal of Charlie Baker and his administration, Climate Katie, his environmental secretary, you know? break the will of the people by making the prices so high. They're trying to break our will. I think they're going to be broken at the ballot box in November. I hope. Knock on wood. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. That is the number to call if you'd like to join us here. This was just a terrible, terrible performance by Brandon, even by Brandon standards.
Yep.
I don't know.
We grade Brandon on a curve. And even then, he was still getting a big old
You
F.
know what the curve is?
The curve looks like the economy.
Let's play Cut 10.
Which 200,000 American children rely on because they have type 2 diabetes.
We're back to diabetes. 200,000. And listen, I want everybody, you know, if you're listening at home, watching at home, I want you to take out your pen because I want you to write this down because these are words to live by. This is going to be his motto for the midterms and for the 2024, his reelection bid, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, like he's really going to run. Cut 9.
My plan is to make concrete, common sense steps to bring down the biggest expenses that families are facing.
My plan is to make concrete. Not asphalt. Not a dirt road.
Make concrete again.
When you think about it, concrete is better than just concrete, right?
Yeah.
It's like concrete squared.
Yeah. Yeah. I wonder if they're going to put any sand in it the way they do sometimes, you know, and it's then it starts falling apart very quickly. You know, the first time there's a hard freeze and then it gets up to 60 degrees the next day.
They're not going to put sand in the concrete. They're going to put concrete in the concrete. They're mixing
concrete
with concrete.
The plan is to make concrete. Okay, can we hear that one more time?
My plan is to make concrete.
You know,
why didn't we think of that? Trump never thought of that.
Compared to what he's doing right now, I actually wouldn't put our noses up at that. That actually could be a good use of his time, you know?
All right.
If it's going to keep him busy, let him make concrete.
Yeah. How's Willow the cat doing these days? We haven't seen Willow.
Maybe she could put her little paws in the concrete. It would be like the Hollywood Walk of Fame, but it will be the Pollywood Walk of Fame. She can stick a little feetsies in there, and then you'll have little paws in the concrete.
I'm pretty sure Willow's the delegation to Ukraine next week.
It's too dangerous for Joe, but it's not too dangerous for Willow.
Are there any cats on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, the star, other than Top Cat? Is Top Cat on there?
Maybe Grumpy Cat. Maybe Garfield?
Garfield, maybe. Yeah, that's true. Okay.
The All Aristocrats?
Right. Okay.
Martin was a swinging cat.
He was.
860. He's blaming the pandemic, but he took the job knowing that it already existed. If he didn't have a plan, the results are all his fault. When Trump was the president, every death was his fault. Now Biden is the president, and none of the deaths are his fault, even though there are more of them since he became president than when Trump was president.
When Trump was the president, every time someone stubbed their toe, it was his fault. Every time there was inclement weather, it was Trump's fault.
770, I don't have a kitchen table anymore to sit around. I burned it to stay warm. All right.
Okay, Howie, are you ready for some news?
Yes, we're ready for some news.
Here's some local news coming out of Boston. A chef, Mario Batali, cleared of groping women in sexual misconduct case.
Wow.
Yes, Mario Batali on Tuesday was cleared of charges that he groped a woman at a Boston bar, an important victory for the celebrity chef who fell from grace after multiple allegations of sexual impropriety surfaced. Yeah, this was surprising only because he was part of the Me Too movement, and I kind of forgot about him. There were so many people who started to get
This was
named.
A state trial, though, right?
It says Boston Municipal Court Judge James Stanton found BMC. The chef not guilty of indecent battery and assault.
It didn't even rise to the level of Superior Court. It was BMC.
That's district court. This is an interesting quote from the judge. It is an understatement to say that Mr. Batali did not cover himself in glory on the night in question. His conduct and his appearance and
there
his
comes
demeanor
a night when the best get tight.
Were not befitting on a public person of his stature at that time. But ultimately, the judge said this case is about credibility, and Tene has significant credibility issues. That's Natalie Tene. She is the accuser.
Okay.
All right. In other news, Joe Biden's getting a lot of play today because obviously he gave one of his eloquent speeches that we just can't help but dig into. But someone else who had a strange comment today was Janet Yellen. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen on Tuesday said eliminating women's access to abortion would have very damaging effects on the U.S. economy.
Okay, let's play that cut. Cut eight.
Well, I believe that eliminating the right of women to make decisions about when and whether to have children would have very damaging effects on the economy and would set women back decades. Roe v. Wade and access to reproductive health care, including abortion, helped lead to increased labor force participation. It enabled many women to finish school. That increased their earning potential.
They all stay on the same page, but the thing is, it's not a good script.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if everybody's reading from the same lines if the script is no good.
Yeah, and I mean, there's so many things that this administration does, Howie, that I don't think goes over well with voters. But when everyone's looking at this economy, and everyone, if you turn on any radio station, if you turn on any news channel, everyone is worried about an upcoming recession. And then you hear Janet Yellen talking about how if we don't have abortions in every state, that that's somehow going to hurt the economy, as if the economy could be hurting any more than it is now.
I love the caller just now who said MAGA now for Joe Biden means make abortion great again.
Yeah, and I also like the point that you always make, which is they're missing the actual issue. I mean, every time a situation like this arises, you see all these people pulling their hair out. None of them have read anything about this. If you read it, you would know that it doesn't mean that abortions are going to be banned across the country. That's just ridiculous. But no one does the homework. They just start screaming about it.
917 says, so in other words, Janet Yellen is saying, kill your kid, go get a job.
Yeah. And also, just to put it like simply, don't you have other things that you might be worried about when it comes to the economy, except for the trickling effect of maybe less abortions in the upcoming decade?
Well, did you see what the head of the Food and Drug Administration said? He said misinformation is the leading cause of death in the United States. Forget fentanyl, heart disease, cancer, diabetes, stroke. It's disinformation.
Who said that?
The head of the FDA.
Did he mention anything about the shortage of baby formula? Or is that something for a later time when he gets around to it?
That's something for a later time. Nobody's interested in talking about baby formula.
I could write a column on this, and the headline would be priorities. Like, everybody needs priorities, Howie. You know, when you were little and you'd complain about, you'd worry about something and your parents would say, we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. Let's focus on this issue. They're worried about things that are going to happen in 400 years, and they're not worried about the fact that babies don't have formula right now. Their priorities are all out of whack.
No, I agree. I agree. And I don't think they, but again, I don't think any of them have kids. Or they have, or they're so, you know, insulated from day-to-day reality that they can get the baby formula, and they're not worried about it. They don't think it's a big deal.
It's like the tragedy of the Peloton not arriving on time.
Yeah, they think the shortage of baby formula is a first world problem, as Jen Psaki put it.
Yeah, maybe you're right. Grace's News is brought to you by Toyota of Portsmouth, the house of value. Stop in and experience car buying or leasing the way you want it to be. When I got my RAV4 there, it was like no other place I had shopped. They really care about what's best for you. Visit House of Value. Visit thehouseofvalue.com. New York gas prices hit record high as inflation.
They're record high everywhere, I think.
Yeah, New York motorists have good reason to grumble this week as gasoline prices throughout the state hit an all-time high.
By the way, speaking of New York, Governor Hochul has come down with COVID. even though she said she was the leading apostle of remember that? Let's see if we can get that sound cut. That sound cut
was brutal
when she said, "I want you to be my apostles," and yet here she is. She's been hung up on a cross of COVID, even though she was trying to be the savior of everyone in the Empire State.
And Howie, one last story before I leave you. Elon Musk says he'll reverse Trump's Twitter ban.
Good.
Elon Musk said he would reverse Twitter's ban on former President Donald Trump once he officially takes over the social media platform, according to the New York Post. The Tesla tycoon made the comment Tuesday during an interview with the Financial Times. Here's his quote. "Permanent ban should be extremely rare and really reserved for accounts that are bots or spam accounts. I do think it was not correct to ban Donald Trump. I think it was a mistake because it alienated a large part of the country and it did not ultimately result in Donald Trump not having a voice."
Can we play Jen Psaki cut 9, please?
If you look at the recent inflation data, depending on which data you look at, 2/3 to even 70% of inflation data is a result of energy prices. A large part of that is the result, and Chairman Powell has spoken to this, and Secretary Yellen has also spoken to this, as a result of President Putin's invasion of Ukraine and the impact on the global energy markets. Those are all steps and impacts that I don't think anyone could have predicted a year ago.
No one could have predicted that shutting down U.S. energy production would lead to an increase in prices. Who could have ever seen this coming?
I feel like Trump predicted all of this during his campaign speeches when he said, "If you don't vote for me..."
Didn't he say, "Listen closely"? Did you just hear what he said? Didn't he say that at one point when Biden said he was going to shut down everything? Trump interrupted and said, "I want everybody to remember that. Texas, Oklahoma, Louisiana."
Yeah, he told us and nobody listened.
Yeah, but nobody could... You know what? If you know, it's the time now where you're supposed to plant tomatoes in your garden, right? If you don't plant tomatoes in your garden, come August, there's going to be a shortage of tomatoes coming out of your garden.
Excuse me.
But nobody could have predicted.
There's going to be an unexpected shortage of tomatoes
in
your garden.
Who could have ever predicted that if you don't try to grow tomatoes or extract oil, that there would be a shortage of tomatoes or oil?
Howie, do you remember that Boston Globe fake cover where they had all the things about Donald Trump? They could literally have that cover now and just stick in Biden's name, because all the stuff they said was going to happen under Trump actually came true under Joe Biden.
I was driving back from the Herald, and I picked that was on a Sunday morning, and I picked up the Globe, and I got a call. That was when Tucker Carlson was still doing the morning, the Fox and Friends on the weekend, and he called me and he said, "Can you come on and talk about this just you know, on the phone?" And I did.
It said, "Stock market plummets as Trump takes office."
Very fake news from the Boston Globe. All right. Thank you, Grace. I love MyPillow's products. I sleep with their pillows. I wear their slippers. I dry off with their towels. But there's one thing that makes my night complete, and that's their Giza Dream Sheets. They're luxurious and soft, and they help me sleep so well. MyPillow sheets are made with the world's best cotton called Giza. They're ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable. Trust me, once you try them, you'll never want to sleep on anything else again.
I love MyPillow products. I love their pajamas, their pillows, the mattress topper, but the sheets really are my favorite, Howie, because you can't underrate a good pair of sheets for your bed. I mean, a good set of sheets.
Soft.
They're really soft and they're really cool. If you're a hot sleeper, they keep you really cool. They're just great quality products.
Giza Dream Sheets come in a variety of sizes and colors. This is the best offer they have ever had for their Giza Dream Sheets. The offer is 60% off, as low as $39.99. This is for a limited time only, so please take advantage of it before it's gone. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Square. You'll find this amazing offer and deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, towel sets, and more. They even come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and 10-year warranty. Call 800-658-4965 or go to MyPillow.com. Don't forget the code Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
When Howie's on, every radio is a magic radio.
Yeah.
he regret it to his dying day, if ever he lives that long.
Howie Carr is back.
603 says, when I drove by my gas station today, I literally saw the price tick up by 2 cents. Thanks, Brandon. Yeah, you know you're having a problem when you just happen to be driving by. You turn your head and you see the price go up. 844-500-4242. Bob, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bob.
Hey, how you doing, Howie?
Good.
I was watching Brett Baer last night, unfortunately, and he had Mark Esper on.
Yes.
And I watched him. I just feel that he's such a weasel.
He is.
You know what I mean? I mean, what's the big deal with walking out of the White House and going to the church across the street that's burned down? And then also, too, Howie, why didn't he mention Russian collusion? You know, why wouldn't Trump think that the election could be stolen from him? I mean, they tried to get him out of office. I mean, anything's possible.
I know. The thing with Trump was, you know, you'd ask people this during the campaign, Bob. You remember this. And you'd say, what are you going to do about this? And they would always say, well, we've hired a bunch of lawyers. And you think to yourself, well, I mean, you know, if you're going to litigate the thing, they're going to have stolen it. And once they throw a ballot into the ballot box with the real ballots, I mean, it's very difficult, as we're seeing now. And this guy, Mark Esper, I mean, you're right. He is a real weasel. You know, they had a review of his book today in the Wall Street Journal. Do you know who reviewed it, Bob? It's classic rhino republicanism. John Bolton.
Mitt Romney?
John Bolton.
Oh, John Bolton.
Close. Mitt Romney would have been, even more ridiculous, but John Bolton was bad enough. I just started reading it in the middle of it, and they go, he's a courageous man for writing this book. You know, as if he's not going to be dining out on this book. I mean, no one's going to buy it, but I'm sure he got a huge advance because he stabbed Trump in the back. And, you know, that's the payoff they get, these huge advances. It's legal graft. And, you know, it takes no courage. It would take courage to write a book saying that Trump was good and that Trump had done a great job. That's Esper is the worst. And then the whole thing to be attacking him for saying that he wanted to take out the fentanyl processing plants in Mexico. I mean, as if that was a bad thing. I mean, what is killing more Americans, fentanyl or Russians? I mean, there's no question, is there? None whatsoever. 844-500-4242. Let's play a cut with Biden being asked, Biden being asked about Rick Scott. Cut 21.
You called out Rick Scott a little while ago in your remarks. Earlier today, anticipating your remarks, he said, and I'm just quoting here, that the best thing, most effective thing Joe Biden can do to solve the inflation crisis he created is resign. He's the problem.
Resign. That's a good idea.
The senator added later, Joe Biden is unwell, he's unfit for office, he's incoherent, incapacitated, and confused. These are his words. Offering him a chance to respond to that.
I think the man has a problem.
Pot? Meat kettle? Cut 25. I guess he's not concerned. I thought he was very concerned. I guess, you know, I'll discuss that at the kitchen table tonight. I'm not going to talk about prices at the pump till I get back to the kitchen table. And this is, and I don't understand why all these far left hags are outside the Supreme Court justices' houses. Because listen to what Brandon said just a few hours ago. Cut 24.
That's the first thing. And you justifiably right, we control all three branches of the government.
Executive, legislative, judicial. You people are angry with the judicial branch. You just heard Brandon say he controls it. Where are the protests in front of the White House? I'm Howie Carr. Yeah.